U.S. troops in Afghanistan are working closely with allies from several nations. Russia isn't one of them. Russia doesn't have troops in Afghanistan. But officials today announced that Russian and American anti-narcotics units had been involved in an unprecedented collaboration in Afghanistan. Alexei Sulohubenko is a Europe analyst for the BBC World Service. What did the Americans and Russians do together there?
They raided several labs that were producing heroin, and the labs were in the south of the country. They smashed the equipment. They also captured quite a big batch of whether it was heroin or whether it was precursor of heroin, I don't exactly know. But in any case, it was quite a sizable batch.
Well, given the fact that Russia does not have troops in Afghanistan formally, I guess these weren't officially troops who were working with the Americans, but how did it end up that these anti-narcotic units work together in the first place there?
I think they were assigned to the embassy because this is a big problem for Russia, and Russia was voicing its concern with how badly the allies, NATO allies, were conducting anti-narcotic operations in Afghanistan. So it sent its own people there. They were assigned to the embassy, and I understand they were invited by the Americans to take part in this operation. As far as I know, this is the first time this happened, and it happened at a time when there are signs, certainly on the Russian front, on the NATO front, of Russia getting involved, and I think we'll see more of it in the coming weeks. However, for the Russian authorities, it's a very difficult thing, and they make certain to explain to the Russian audiences that these are not regular troops, that these are anti-narcotic police officers. Afghanistan is still a taboo in terms of military involvement.
Right. And for Afghans themselves, they probably would not like to see Russian troops there on the ground once again as well. But how big a problem is the heroin from Afghanistan for Russia? Because we know that for years now, in fact, since the United States has been in Afghanistan, since NATO troops have been there, heroin, poppy eradication have supposedly been a primary goal. Clearly, at least the heroin problem is continuing.
It might be the goal, but it wasn't certainly the achievement from the viewpoints, not just the Russians, but a lot of people in Central Asia as well. Drugs, particularly heroin and opium, they're flooding Russian cities. Prices are extremely cheap. They're at their lowest. I think we need to understand that Afghanistan for Russia has a problem because of the drugs and because of the insecurity, but it's in addition to other problems that it has in North Caucasus. So we're talking about Afghanistan having many, many links to some of the concerns that the Russians express. And I think now is the time when they really want to be involved into being part of the security mechanism to control it in some way, together with NATO.
Is it, you say that Russia is in some ways getting closer to NATO in terms of cooperation, but how about specifically U.S.-Russian cooperation? How significant is this in the wider effort in Afghanistan and outside of the country?
I think the U.S.-Russian cooperation maybe didn't have a very good start, but now it's clearly developing. And as America plans to withdraw its troops, it would need some kind of mechanism to involve other players into securing Afghanistan. And Russia can be a big player. Russia doesn't want to send its troops on the ground, but it can help America with deliveries of supplies, with training of the Afghan National Army after American troops leave, with helicopters for the National Army, and the wider cooperation with NATO that I understand Russia is going to sign later in November at its summit in Portugal.
All right. World Service Europe analyst Alexei Sulohubenko, who is speaking to us about the unprecedented Russian-American anti-narcotics raid that took place in Afghanistan. Alexei, thanks.
Thank you.